Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons explain the importance of having fully persuaded faith. Search the scriptures, discover God's plan for your life, and never let go of your dreams.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George is back with us again today, and we are just dancing our way through prosperity.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We love it. It's awesome, George.
Gloria, we're talking about faith.
Somebody, who was this? I've been rich, I've been poor, and
rich is better.
It's better to have than to have not. Now, that's a deep subject.
That's a quote right there.
But the good thing is, God wants us to have. That's called the blessing.
Yes.
Poverty is called the curse. Jesus redeemed us from the curse and brought on the blessing for us. It's ours, and I am eternally grateful.
I'm grateful, too.
Because you can do so much more when you're blessed. Yeah. If you're not blessed, you might not even have a car to drive to church. You can't go pick people up and bring them to church with you, or food, or whatever. The blessing comes from heaven, and it's God's will for us, as we can plainly see in the Scripture.
I'll tell you what prosperity is for. Okay, Terry and I were over in Dallas some time ago, and we had parked in a restaurant parking lot. She got out on her side and she headed to the restaurant. I got out and a guy walking the streets came up to me. And he said, I'm not crazy. He said, I am taking care of my granddaughter. I have custody of my granddaughter. And he said, I just need money for diapers. And you know, the Lord had spoken to me before he came up to me. The Lord said, you're going to have an opportunity.
The Lord had you ready.
And I took him by the arm, the shoulders, and I said, I will help you if you let me pray for you. He said, that's exactly what I need.
Praise
so God. I started to pray for him, and he was like, yes, amen. I mean, you can tell if somebody's go spend money on booze or something, but this was different. And I prayed for him, and then I gave him some money, and he started talking to me, and the conversation got around to Kenneth Copeland, and he looked at me and he said, 2 years ago, I was in prison.
Oh, Jesus.
And Kenneth Copeland's materials are the materials that got me through.
Praise God. And you were blessed now.
And I just stood there and I said, God, you are so good.
Praise God. Praise God.
And we just rejoiced together and just... That's what prosperity is all about.
That's what it's for.
That's what it's for.
But the more you do it, the more you increase. It's a great system.
That's right. It's a wonderful system.
The more you can help people. Hallelujah.
That's right. So Gloria, we're talking this week and last week about bulldog faith. Bulldog faith is aggressive. Faith is aggressive. Faith is the force that moves mountains
in our lives. Why does faith have to be aggressive? Because the curse is aggressive.
Well, I'm going to say something about that.
Okay.
Before we went on the air, the Lord started talking to me about the aggressiveness of the curse. Mm-hmm. And I believe I have a word for you right now. There are some people that are watching who are dealing with cancer. Cancer is an aggressive thing.
Yes, it is.
We have to be more aggressive on the faith side. Mm-hmm. We have to out-aggress cancer. So right now, in the name of Jesus, if you've been struggling with cancer, I speak the word of life over you, and I make the faith command, I make the faith demand. Cancer, you bow your knee to the name above every name, the name of Jesus.
Cell, you die.
And we take hold of it by faith. We take it by the throat and yank it out in the name of Jesus. And we make the faith declaration that you are cancer free. Say this after me. I am cancer free.
Cancer free.
I am filled with the faith of God.
With the faith of God.
And I take authority.
And I take authority.
This is the victory that overcomes cancer.
This is the victory that overcomes cancer.
Even bulldog faith. In Jesus' name. Now we have to be aggressive, and that's why faith is aggressive.
That's right. And that's the way you are when you're home by yourself and maybe the symptoms of the flu come on you. And you don't This is a good prayer, but it's not good here. You don't say, give me this day my daily bread when the flu's trying to come on you.
Mm-hmm.
You say, flu,
yeah. Flu,
in the name of Jesus.
Get off.
You get your hands off my body. I'm not taking flu.
That's right.
In Jesus'
That's
name.
Right. That's
aggressive
right.
Faith. I like that
That's
term.
That's right.
So aggressive faith.
It's aggressive. What you just said spark that. The curse is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be more aggressive.
Well, yeah, it's come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
It has to be aggressive.
So we have to be aggressive. We
but
have
Jesus
to.
Jesus came that we might have life and have
That's
it.
That's right.
More abundantly.
That's right.
That's aggressive.
That's aggressive.
That's where I'm going.
And that's what we
that's
have
where
to do.
I
that's
am.
What we have to be. So I believe that those who were struggling with cancer, I believe that there are miracles
any
taking
sickness,
place right
any
now.
Disease.
Or any sickness, any disease, any infirmity. You get aggressive on the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
You get focused on the Word of God. You get determined on the Word of God. You get persistent on the Word of God. You get tenacious about the Word of God.
Amen.
And you take what rightfully belongs to you.
Yeah, and get in a good church that preaches and teaches
oh,
how
that's,
to live by faith.
That's
church.
So important. That is so important that you do that.
That's right.
Or if you're not in a church right now, Gloria, the church, and I'm so grateful for this, the church, they've given the church an unlimited time slot on Sunday mornings on DISH.
Praise God.
BVOVN. The church, we start at 9 o'clock. Terry's teaching Sunday school on faith. So you get an hour of teaching. Then we start the service. And last Sunday, the service went for 3 hours. We had signs, wonders,
Praise God.
Miracles, the preaching of the Word, the worship
Hallelujah.
Of God. And we have an unlimited time slot for DISH TV. So you can, if you're not in a church right now, or if you not find a church,
yeah.
you can tune in to EMIC and you can join us right there. You'll hear the Word of God.
That's right.
You'll hear the living, breathing Word of God. So get aggressive about
now,
it.
Now, next time you come on, George, you'll bring us testimonies of people that have been healed.
That's what we need to do.
Church services.
That's what we need. I'll do that for you because we have testimony after testimony. We have people's eyesight that's come back, ears opened up, legs that have been strengthened, people right. that have gotten out of wheelchairs. Gloria, we are really
Hallelujah.
Pressing in. We're pressing in.
Jesus
to,
is manifesting.
We're pressing into the tent meeting anointing.
Amen. The
because
tent
why? It's back.
It's back.
It's back.
Praise God.
So let's talk
All
today.
Right, let's go to faith.
So we've talked about aggressive faith and persistent. Today, you and I are going to talk about, and Gloria, about fully persuaded faith. Oh, I tell you, Gloria, that's one of my favorite topics.
That's awesome.
Fully persuaded faith.
Well, and you know why it's so exciting? The Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth.
Believes, yes.
Him can't believeth without faith.
That's right. Him
but
can't
with
believe.
Faith,
with
him
it.
Can believeth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of
didn't
God.
It say it might come. It says it's come. Where the Word's received, faith comes. Preached
That's
and
why.
Received. Faith comes.
That's why we have a faith network.
That's right.
We believe for this. You guys have believed for this for a long time.
It's awesome.
I get testimonies from people. I read some of the testimonies that come back on DISH TV.
Yeah.
There are people that's all they watch now.
Praise God.
That's all they're watching on television
is
BVOVN, whether it's on Roku or it's on the website or on DISH TV. They're watching it 24 hours a day.
Praise
it's
God.
Really, Gloria, it's the very first all-faith channel ever.
And we got to be in on it.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Fully persuaded faith. We have got to be fully persuaded that what God has said in His Word is true. It's for us. We believe it and we aggressively take hold of it. And if you look with me here in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, it says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end or to the result that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that which is of the law, but to that which is also of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I've made thee the father of many nations, like him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy word thy seed be. Now, in those first three scriptures, and we'll read the next ones in just a few moments, but I want to touch on something here about what Abraham did, and it's the same thing we need to do. And if you look at this, in verse 18, it says, who against hope, or you could say there, in spite of the impossibility.
When there was no hope.
When there was no
hope. When there was no hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
When there was no hope, he believed. Mm-hmm. He believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Now, Gloria, I did a word study on that phrase there, according to. And in the Greek, it means to heartily agree.
Praise God.
Abraham.
So this is a scripture, George, that we can always use when they say there's no hope for him.
That's right.
There's no hope for
him. Oh, that's good.
We don't have a cure for that.
That's good. That's Glory the scripture.
We have hope.
Because
we have faith.
Who against hope, he believed in hope, mm-hmm. that he might become the father of many nations, but he did it according to. He did it in, and that's what the Greek word means, heartily agree. He wholeheartedly agreed with God that he would become the father of many nations. In spite of the impossibility of the situation, Abraham fully agreed with God that he would become the father of many nations. And that's how we develop a fully persuaded faith. That's how we develop a bulldog faith. I heartily agree with everything that God has said about me in His Word.
Amen. I do too.
I aggressively agree. I heartily agree. You said something a couple of days ago about how we read our Bibles every day. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I was up early. I read my chapters for the day. And I was in hearty agreement with what God was saying about me. You
Amen.
Read a scripture.
Amen. I'm going to start using that, George. I'm glad you pointed out. I'm going to read that and I'm going to say, I heartily agree.
I heartily agree with that. I
all right.
wholeheartedly,
awesome.
With all of my heart, I agree, God, with what you have said about me. Abraham agreed. Now, that's how we develop our faith.
You know, that's a good way, that's a good word to describe what we all did when we found out the word was true.
Mm-hmm.
We took it. We didn't have revelation on that. We didn't hadn't put that together yet, but we heartily agreed on prosperity.
Yes.
Because we were so broke. And when we didn't have anything broke, but we owed money. How do you do that? I don't know. But when we heard
you
the word
of
God,
with it.
That He meets all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, we heartily agree.
I heartily agree.
That's a great word.
Wholeheartedly, fully believe that word.
Awesome.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what I believe.
And that's the way we live.
And I am a believer. I am not a doubter. I take hold of that word. I stand on that word. I walk it out to victory. And that's how we develop our faith in this. We heartily agree with what God has already said. I heartily agree with God when He said, I am more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. So that's what Abraham did. And
when
we
were in debt, driving an old car, living in a little project house, we begin to hear about faith, how to use your faith, that there was hope. We didn't know before
Right.
Well, we heartily agreed
with
it.
Yes.
And we'd drive our old car over to Brother Hagin's and there in Tulsa, and you know, it's just wonderful that we got there.
You made it again.
But I never had noticed this scripture this way, but what we did was when we heard about believing God, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, we heartily agreed with it. And we heartily believed and agreed and touched the fact that we were coming out of debt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the way it works. If you just, you know, the just shall live by faith and this and that. And some people believe that, but it could be true. That's not heartily believing.
Yeah.
Jump into it when you hardly believe.
You all have taught us how to be extreme.
Yes, and isn't it good?
We are extreme.
Isn't it
in
good?
Our believing.
Extreme's a good word. We're extreme.
I was listening to Brother Copeland today on a CD driving in, and from the series that we're offering on faith, And he was talking about being a believer, training himself to be a believer. And he's really quite something about this because he believes. He's a believer. And he said, now, you may think this is really strange, but if somebody were to come to me, and he started using this illustration about a man going up in a spaceship, and he fell out of the spaceship, and he came down, and he went into the Atlantic Ocean, and he swam across the Atlantic Ocean, and he had to swim back to Florida that way. Most people would say, I don't believe that. Brother Copeland would say, I believe it. I believe that. But he said, what am I doing? I'm training myself to be a believer.
Instead of a doubter.
Instead of a doubter. Well, we train ourselves to be a believer of the Word of God.
That's what we do.
And I wrote this down in our notes.
It works, too.
I want you to say this after me. I heartily agree.
I heartily agree.
With God's Word.
With God's Word.
That I am healed.
That I am healed.
I heartily agree.
I heartily agree.
With God's Word.
With God's Word.
That I am prosperous.
That I am prosperous.
I heartily agree.
I heartily agree.
With God's Word.
With God's Word.
That I am redeemed.
That I am redeemed.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
And I walk in the blessing of Abraham.
And I walk in the blessing of Abraham.
That will change the way you approach the Word of God. I heartily agree.
I like that, George.
And that's what it means there when he agreed, when it says, according to that which was spoken.
He heartily agreed.
He heartily agreed.
So we heartily agree to that which is spoken.
That's right.
Ah,
heartily,
like
fully,
it.
Fully, yeah. And totally
act
agree.
Act on it. You act on it. You take it. You act on it. You believe it. You talk it. You say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. I have it.
Let's go now to verse 19.
All right.
And not being weak in faith. Well, Abraham had developed himself a bulldog faith. He got to the place, Gloria, where he was not listening to the negative comments that were around him. He saw himself. He began to see himself as the father of many nations. God taking him out into the desert and saying, you will be, your offspring will
praise
be
God.
As the dust in the ground.
Yes.
Or taking him and looking up from the place where he was and seeing the stars, that you would be, that your offspring, your seed would be as the stars of the sky. And so God was developing his faith. He was building his faith.
Amen.
So
you've got it laid out here. He staggered not.
There you go.
Through unbelief.
He refused.
He didn't waver.
He didn't waver.
Hesitate or doubt.
Nope.
He took it. That's what we do with the Word. We take it. He wasn't double-minded, thinking one thing one day and then next day, well, we're not going to get
That's right.
He was focused and single-minded. And that's a
Absolutely.
Description of what we're supposed to be
that's
doing
That's what we're supposed to do.
And that's what works.
That's what we must do. Well, in verse 19, not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body. He didn't consider the circumstances.
Uh-uh.
We're talking about the foundational principles.
He wouldn't today if he were here and he went to the doctor and he got a bad report. He wouldn't consider the doctor's report.
Mm-hmm.
He would consider the Word of God
that's
that says
right.
he's healed.
That's right.
And that's what we do. We consider the Word for our healing. If I have a pain, which is not normal for me, but I consider the Word. I consider that by His stripes I was healed.
Healed.
Amen.
I'm reminded at this moment about a conversation that Barry Tubbs, Barry's been working with us for years, and I had the other day. We were talking about an individual that was in the hospital. He was given a report, bad report. Barry looked at me and he said, the first report is not the last report.
That's good, isn't it? That's good.
I thought, wow, that is good.
Oh, we should write that down here.
The first report, I'll tell you right now. Those of you that have gotten a bad report, that bad report, that first report is not the last report. This is the first. This is the last. And you need to get in hearty faith agreement with what God has already said about you. I just believe there's a healing anointing right now.
Praise God.
Going across all of those that are watching us. The healing power of God is flooding. It's flooding people's physical bodies.
Praise
I believe
God.
That there are
Praise
bones
yes,
that are
healing,
coming together
healing.
Again.
Praise
there
God.
Are there are masses and things within that are being flushed out. There's an awesome move right now of the healing power of God among those that are watching us. Now you heartily agree with that. You say, I agree with Pastor George
you
right
take
now.
Your healing.
You take that
yes,
healing in the
amen.
Name of Jesus. And you be just
Praise
like Abraham.
God.
He was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform.
I am fully persuaded. Woo! Hallelujah.
I'm fully persuaded. Awesome. It says in verse 20, we just have moments left here, but if you look there at the bottom of the page, in verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. In the Weiss translation, it says, in view of the promise of God, he did not vacillate in the sphere of unbelief between two mutually exclusive expectations, but he was strengthened with respect to his faith, having given glory to God. I like the J.B. Phillips translation, with undaunted, that's point four down there at the bottom, with undaunted faith, he looked at the facts, his age and Sarah's barrenness, yet he refused. Yeah, that yet is a big word, isn't it? Yet he refused to allow any distrust of a definite pronouncement of God to make him waver.
Praise God. That's
and then the Amplified, no, unbelief or distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then on your second page, we'll finish up in the last minute here. Abraham became fully persuaded. He became fully persuaded, totally assured, completely confident, unquestionably certain. Fully persuaded faith dares to believe God instead of the natural circumstances. So I dare you to believe God. I dare you to use your faith. He was fully convinced that what God was able to do, whatever he promised him. And now, you know, this the last moment here, it says, this was not written in verse 23. This was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed, but for us also. I speak over you right now in the name of Jesus. And I am in the spirit right now,
praise
taking you by the throat.
Thank
and I'm
Lord.
Telling you,
we
you get strong
everyone.
In faith.
Yes.
And you get fully persuaded right now that what God has promised you, he is able to do.
Perform.
But he needs your hearty agreement. He needs your faith. He needs you right
words.
Now to believe it,
yes.
to take it, to receive it, and be fully persuaded that you have what you need and what you are believing for. Fully persuaded faith. Gloria,
Amen.
That's what we are believing for, and that's what we walk
Hallelujah.
In.
That's what we walk in. George and I'll be right back.
He said, I want you to become more aggressive with your faith.
How do we develop aggressive faith? With the Bulldog Faith Package, the broadcast messages on audio or video, the full study notes with bonus material, audio files of Kenneth Copeland's faith series, and the corresponding study guide will help you learn how to build your faith to overcome any obstacle and receive the results you need. You can take a firm stand and never back down. The world says it will never happen, but the Spirit of Faith says all things are possible to them that believe. Doubt says you'll always fail. God's Word says there is victory in Jesus. Other voices yell, let go, back down, give up. But Bulldog Faith responds, I am fully persuaded and I will not quit. Bulldog Faith is bold, assertive, relentless, forceful, persistent, and determined. Your faith can become that unstoppable force that succeeds in every faith endeavor. Bite down on God's Word and don't let go. Use your Bulldog Faith.
Request your free copy of the Bulldog Faith Package today from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Call 800-600-7395 and take advantage of this free TV offer. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are making this extensive study package available to you free so you can have fully persuaded faith and receive what God has promised you. Request your free Bulldog Faith Package today. Remember, one per person, please.
Jesus, in your heart, makes all the difference.
Oh my, yes.
All the difference.
I wouldn't go. You could offer me the world with a gold band around it, but I wouldn't take it for the Word
Mm-mm.
of God.
Mm-mm.
It is the whole world with a band.
You know, your life, in the same way that my life changed, Gloria's life changed, Brother Copeland's life,
That's
Terry's
right.
life changed, we all made Jesus the Lord of our lives.
That's right.
And you know what? It was one of the easiest things I ever did. I was standing
because the work was done. We didn't
it
do
was
the
done.
Work. Jesus did the work.
I was standing at the top of my stairs, my parents' house stairs one day, and people had been witnessing to me. And I just stood there and I said, Jesus, you're real. Come into my heart right now. And Gloria, every one of us has a different experience with that. With me, I literally felt something lift. on the inside. And that's because Jesus came into my heart. So I want you to do this. If you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm asking right now. For Jesus to come into my heart.
For Jesus to come into my heart.
I lay aside everything.
To serve Him.
And He's come into my heart. And He brought everything with Him. Do something with my life. Change my life. And I thank you for that. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, if you did that, we have materials we want to send to you. We have the book by Kenneth and Gloria. He did it all for you. This is a wonderful book.
It would bless George and me so much to know that you prayed that prayer with us.
Absolutely. And a couple of brochures, how to read through the New Testament, how to study the Bible. And it's absolutely free.
This is the start.
It's the very beginning. This, like the song says, this is the start of something big.
It is the start of something big. Hallelujah. So let us know. We want to hear from you. We'll send you some materials. Keep watching the broadcast, because after you get born again, you have to learn how to walk in that new life if you want victory.
That's right.
Because the Scripture says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And faith comes from the Word. So you are started on a great, wonderful path. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
To victory all the time. Hallelujah.
That's right.
George and I are glad you listened today. And George, thank you so much for coming and expounding the Word.
I'm excited.
We do love it.
And you know what? Tomorrow, Gloria, we're going to be talking about the command of faith.
I like it.
And within the teaching of the command of faith, we're going to talk about the demand of faith.
Oh, good.
Woo-hoo!
Don't miss that. This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available on DVD, CD, or digital download, MP3 or MP4. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Let God manifest Himself to you. Receive all He has for you in the great year.
Whatever's been held back in your life is going to be released in this meeting.
There's something that happens when you assemble yourselves together with believers who believe the Word of God and who believe.
Put your faith into action and join us for one of the world's most powerful faith events today. Attendance is free. Register for the 2016 Southwest Believers Convention and launch into your greatest year ever.